are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a
sports genius.
Sports genius.
Yo, what's up? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports watcher, your fan. I just don't know the who's or the
what's what.
What's what?
Hey, y'all, it's Sizzin Raymundo from the North, alpha male, yada, yada, yada. I am the gambler, and I shotgun White Claws. The shortage, folks, it just broke in the news. It is over. Hallelujah. White Claws for everybody. Now let's check.
That's not an ad, by the way.
What about your hashtag?
Do people still do that?
Yeah. Yes.
And if you do the same, hashtag it Sore Loser Shotgun. We hit you up on the Twitter.
Yeah, wherever you're at, family gatherings, you know, you're out to dinner at a nice restaurant and you bust a beer out of your pocket and you shotgun it, you know, get a video of it, put it up, hashtag Sore Loser Shotgun. We'd like to give you the retweet. We'd like to give
the
you some puff.
Around? we'll get you guys
hey,
a reacher.
Has anyone checked the email that we gave out? Does it work?
It's not right. Somebody tweeted something that it got returned.
Huh.
It's not right. Whatever you said it was, Coach.
Coach, that's what I was given.
No, I know. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it's not working.
Hey, so those emails we told you guys to send us, we don't have access to them. We haven't seen yours.
People are just spilling out like confessions.
We'll figure it out. I'll try to log in again today and see what happens. But if not, I'll have to go to the higher ups and say, hey, you gave us an invalid email address.
So, guys, when you go to a restaurant, what's the first thing you ask for? You don't ask for water. You don't ask for drinks. You say, get me the damn menu.
Yeah!
Woo! Give me the menu!
I love that.
Blockbuster trade. We have to talk huge trade.
Yes.
And we are not talking about the Rams.
Okay.
There is another one, and we got to break it down, figure out what the hell is going on.
Okay.
The refs have to be stopped. Jeez, there has to be something done in the NFL with the referees.
They're saying now the second flag was a mistake. We're sorry. Okay, you can't say that 10 days after the game.
What game are you referring to?
Wasn't it the Packers-Lions? Now they're saying the second hands to the face we're sorry about. Guys, they're still apologizing for the Saints, the call last year.
Mm-hmm.
The no call.
And the overtime rules for the Chiefs.
Oh. And one player said he will not play again. There's rumors that this guy wants to come back. He set the record straight.
LeBron going to Hong Kong.
AB.
He is not coming back.
AB.
Plus, do you guys like to read?
No, not really.
Do you like books?
Yeah.
No.
There is one athlete that has said they are writing a memoir, and I want to know your level of interest in this memoir.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Andrew Luck, I'm good.
If they tell it all. If they tell it all, I'll read it. These memoirs are propaganda. Unless you tell me every dirty little secret, I don't give a hell.
And the one thing I am most passionate about today, why do baseball teams refuse to play small ball?
It's regulation size, Coach. I think all the balls are
I understand sabermetrics tells you not to bunt.
2 + 2
But sometimes... There's always exceptions to the rule, and we'll get to that.
No, Coach, you're talking about softball. Those are bigger than
baseball. We'll get to that.
Sabermetrics is the Astros, baby. That
but
was
first,
sabermetrics.
We got to play the game America loves. It's called
Would You Rather?
Game on!
Would you rather snack on a Snickers bar or a Kit Kat?
Kit Kat. Straight up. My favorite candies ever. In
oh,
high school,
really?
Yeah, in high school, that's all I ate. Pizza, Hawaiian Punch, Kit Kat.
God, I bet you were in shape.
I wasn't fat. It's weird, dude.
Well, because you're in high school, that's
yeah,
why. That
weird.
Is so funny.
If I did that today, you wouldn't even
You know what I used
me.
To eat a lot is those little bars. There was two of them in a plastic
Twix.
Sling.
Oh.
No. And they were peanut butter and chocolate. And
Pixie
you buy
stick.
Them at the register.
Snack bar?
Yeah, you buy them in the lunch line, and they're like waffle crispy.
Oh, nutty. They're
nutty
butter.
Butter.
Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, Nutty Buddy. I think
yeah,
that's they were
buddies.
So good.
Yeah. Ray, what about you, dude?
That wasn't one of the options.
No, I know, but
guys,
Ray,
give me
the Snickers bar, Kit Kat, or Nutty Buddy.
No, no, you just said in high school you ate Kit Kat every day, so
right.
I was just saying I was relating.
So you brought
you know
in a
I
random
love?
Candy.
A good
it's not even
snow
a candy.
Cone. Guys, give me a Snickers bar. You got the nuts. Suck on those nuts. The caramel, all that. But be careful. If you're a kid in high school, happened to me one time. Very embarrassing. The caramel will stick to your mouth. One time I was eating a Snickers. Caramel stuck to my mouth, hung all the way down. A piece of caramel. My buddies wouldn't tell me. I'm talking to chicks, and I got caramel hanging down from my mouth. Guys, it's very, very embarrassing. It's a cleanup mess with the Snickers, a little bit more than the Kit Kat, but still, go with the Snickers. It's a better bang for your buck. You get the nuts, suck on them.
They're both powerhouses when it comes to candy. Like, they are so good.
Yeah, top of the line.
Top of the line. Yeah. I mean, they are in the A-plus category. They're in the Tom Brady's,
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
of
yeah,
candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hall of Fame.
Oh, man, but I'm going to have to go with the Snickers. I like a Kit Kat, but
you
I
like
think
the
it's...
nuts?
Well, it's not...
that's the difference.
It's not even about the nuts. I don't know. I feel like the Snickers, it feels like you're getting more.
Because it's long?
When you're biting into a Kit Kat, it just feels like it's two bites and it's gone.
Well, because
they're
a woman.
Well, they're thinner.
Yeah, they're thinner.
They're small. They're thinner. The Snickers, it's fat and long. And
yeah,
it's got nuts.
And it's got a good shape to it. I just think when I am going to sit down, if it's between a Snickers and a Kit Kat, I'm going Snickers.
Do you love the goo when you bite into it?
Like, I don't mind the goo. The goo tastes good. It does get in your teeth some, like Ray said, so we kind of feel like what women do when they have lipstick on their teeth. Like, when you see a woman with lipstick on her teeth,
I feel bad for
do you
him.
Tell her?
Yes.
Oh,
every
I tell
time.
My chick
no,
all
if
the
it's
time.
Someone I know.
No, not your chick. I'm just talking about someone.
A friend. Stranger, no.
Okay.
A friend, yeah.
What about acquaintance? Like, just a coworker that you see every
yes.
now and then.
If I know them other than that moment, yes, I'll tell them.
Because I've stared at some women, and it's just on their teeth, and I'm like, do they want me to tell them? Of course they want me to tell them, but would they rather me not tell them and act like I don't notice? So then when they notice, they're like, oh, no one noticed this.
I think they always want you to tell them.
Okay. Well, that's how we play the game America loves. It's called
Would You Rather?
Eddie, I know you're in mourning today.
Over what?
Your Cardinals are out.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
man, that was an easy little series for them.
They were
yeah.
Eddie's Cardinals. I thought they were your dad.
He makes fun of me because I wear the hat.
No, because he yelled at me because I picked the Braves, and then at the beginning of this series, he was like, "Don't be wrong again. You can't pick against the Cardinals." He likes to make whenever you. The whole thing is we do predictions. We're going to be wrong more times than we're right.
Yeah. No. Well, I think I thought about this the other day. It's
and
the
Eddie
fact
gets hung up on
it's
it.
It's the fact that you're so passionate about your pick. That when you're wrong, you just go, I was wrong. But you'd be passionate about why you're
continue
wrong.
Continue the passion.
You know what
okay.
I mean? That's
okay.
what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, you're wrong. I mean, of course you're passionate about a pick, or why else would you pick them?
Right.
I don't just flip a coin and be like, oh, I'm going to take the Nationals. No,
some people do. If you're in Vegas, you'll see some coins flip.
I thought the Nationals had a deeper pitching staff, and their pitching was lights out. They go in, and then they score 7 runs in the first, and it was like, my dad calls me, and he goes, I guess – turnabout's fair play or something. I was like, what are you talking about?
I thought there was a little turnaround there somewhere in the middle.
Are you eating a Snickers right now?
No, apple.
Keep it professional. Keep it professional, bro. So anyway,
what
congrats.
Was that, 6-inning?
What?
6-inning cards score 4 runs
when it's 7-0, I turn it off.
Oh, dude, you got to when they score 4 runs in 1 inning, I'm like, oh, this is it. It's turning around. It's
thank the baseball and cable gods for allowing the Astros-Yankees game to be in the afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a beautiful game to watch the entire thing and appreciate the beauty of baseball.
For
yes.
us, though,
that
guys,
was damn amazing.
The people
it was
working,
perfect.
Though, it sucks.
Guys, it was awesome.
But they,
I saw
they
the
had
shadows.
To put one of the games on during the day because yeah. – of the series. It's just the way it is because you're going to have 2 games on one day. You have to have 1 during the day. It happened to be their turn. And let me tell you, let's get to the Yankees and the Astros because the Astros take a 2-1 series lead, but the Yankees are so stupid. Like, why are
you... Are you firing someone today?
You're talking about Brett Gardner when he popped up?
Yeah. Why? Listen, I understand, the bunting, we don't do it much in the game anymore because Sabermetrics says it's not worth it to give up an out.
What are you talking about? What's Sabermetrics? What is that?
That's the math. Sabermetrics. That's what they do the shifts. Sabermetrics say he hits it over here.
And what is this, a guy? Like, who does?
It's mathematical formulas.
Okay.
So.
They wrote a book on it. It's called Moneyball.
Did you guys? Oh, it's on Moneyball?
And it's a movie. You
yeah,
can
it's
watch
basically
the movie.
Moneyball. That's what they're talking
about. Oh, okay.
No, but not really. Moneyball is more about.
I thought that was owning the team and like.
Right. Sabermetrics is all about. Sabermetrics is really all about the probability of things happening. Like, like more teams are going for it on fourth down because the sabermetrics say to go for it on fourth down instead of kick a field goal.
Got it.
You have a better percentage chance to win if you go for it rather than punt or kick the field goal.
Thank you.
Things
just
like that.
Just in case some people didn't know what you're talking about.
So, I'm going to take my sweatshirt off because I'm fired up.
About what?
About the game. Like
What if he was on a TV show and he just takes his shirt off mid-show?
Well, no, TV show, I'd be more prepared. We'd be on camera. I'd be dressed up more. So,
excuse me, Sam Ponder. If Garrett you don't mind me taking off this jersey.
On TV, hold on. On TV, you would what? You'd wear your button up all the way up?
Probably, yeah.
Your little penguin
or
shirt?
Or I'd probably be in a suit. I mean, they're all in suits on
you
TV.
You would wear a suit. Coach, you only have one suit.
Coach, they give them suits.
And it's extra large.
Those suits are all given to them.
I just feel like if you were on TV, you'd still wear that Cubs t-shirt.
Anyways, so I'm watching the Astros game yesterday, and the Astros get one in the top of the first. Altuve yaks it. Home run. Garrett Cole takes the mound for the Astros. He has not lost in 24 straight starts.
Amazing.
18-0 and 6 no decisions. So he doesn't have his A game. The Yankees lead off. They get their first two on. First and second, nobody out. This is the perfect opportunity to try to get to the most dominant pitcher this year in Major League Baseball.
Garrett Cole.
You have Brett Gardner up, who's not a typical three-hole hitter.
Lefty, does some slappy stuff.
Who can lay down a bunt. He is good at handling the bat.
He's good at slap-dicking it, and he didn't do that.
So he steps up to the plate, and you think, okay, they're going to bunt. Get two runners in scoring position, try to get a lead early on Garrett Cole, put the pressure on him, and what do they freaking do?
I'll tell you what they did. Brett Gardner doesn't bunt. That's the problem. He don't bunt.
No, he hits
homers.
No, he doesn't. That's the problem. He knows how to bunt. He knows how to handle the bat, and they tell him, swing away. They don't call for a bunt. Why would we want to try to put the pressure on Garrett Cole early? Because we imagine we're going to score 15 runs off this guy. So, no. Instead, they let him swing away. What's he do? Pops up to center field. Next hitter, strikes out. Next hitter, pop fly. You get no freaking runs because you refuse to bunt the damn baseball. And listen, I'm cheering for the Astros in the series, so I'm happy that they did that. But at the same time, what are you doing? Why are you so scared of the bunt and putting two runners in scoring position in the first inning?
It's not the Yankee way. It's not the Yankee way.
Listen, if there's money to be put on somebody, it's the Astros. You do not mess with a team that's got a pitcher that's 19-0 or whatever in his last 18 starts. He's got more wins than he does starts. Guys, he's amazing. You have to go on.
He has more wins than he has starts.
I'm being funny, okay? The Yankees are Yankees are done. Put a fork in them.
Now they win one more.
The Astros roll to the series, baby, and they are going to go all the way to the end. I've never seen a pitcher this hot and the bats as hot as the Astros. I don't like the Nationals. I don't like their story over there.
No, no, the Nationals pitching is ridiculous. Let's stick to this game. Let's not jump ahead to the World Series.
Excuse me. Stand down.
I get so frustrated watching it because you have a chance to get to him. In the first, it changes the complexity of the game entirely. But you just let him off the hook by letting Brett Gardner swing away because you think you're going to have some incredible inning. If you bunt,
it was early.
Exactly.
It's early. That's why they didn't bunt.
No, it's early because you got to get to Garrett Cole early.
I understand what you're saying, but what they're thinking is like, let's just go for it now. Let's get that 5-run lead now.
But if they can
the
get
a 5-run lead,
yeah, let's hit a homer, score these three.
That's only 3 runs.
I know, coach. And the mentality of the Yankees.
Hey, guys, let's get a 10-run lead.
With this lineup, dude, they hit bombs. They hit bombs. They didn't want to bunt.
Yeah, they don't hit bombs.
They got one.
Here's
bomb.
What happens.
Nah,
good
DD
pitching.
Almost hit a bomb. He was 3 inches away.
He missed it by a foot.
He did.
Yeah, that's the Yankee way.
But so that's a short porch.
And early in the game, they're thinking, that's all right. Let's not. We'll get him.
That's what does you wrong. You always got to go with the sabermetrics. Bunting is your better odds to get a run in. It doesn't matter if it's early, guys. We don't have to bunt now. We'll bunt later. You got to start the bunting early. I don't know what they were doing.
It's just so.
Coach, we've said this. They don't bunt like they used to.
Bunt.
They don't bunt. It's not a cool thing to do anymore.
No, because the sabermetrics say it's not good to give up an out. But when you are facing the most dominant pitcher in Major League Baseball
history,
you would not in history, this year, you would think, oh, let me lay down a bunt because it's a lot more pressure when there's runners on second and third. And a base hit scores 2 runs. It puts stress on the pitcher. A runner on second, That's okay, but that's not that big a deal. Second and third, come on.
Like, they don't do it anymore, coach.
And then what do? You don't do it, and you score one run the whole freaking game because you're stubborn and you're stupid.
After they didn't bunt, what was it? It was a pop-up fest, right? All three.
Well, I think it was a pop-up and then maybe a strikeout and then a pop-up.
And there a bunch go. Of walks. I mean, he walked seven batters.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't on his A game, right. So you put the pressure on him early. The first two hitters.
Well, they didn't know he wasn't on his A game.
Yes, when he gives up two hits in the first inning, he's not on his A game.
That could be a fluke.
That could
be a fluke.
You're proving my point for me.
What? I'm just yelling because you're yelling. I don't even know what point I'm trying to prove.
No, you said.
What did I say?
You said that could have been a fluke.
Yeah, that's.
Exactly. So when you know, if he's not off his A game, well, you got two runners on. So you think he's going to be on his A game the rest of the game. You're not going to get very many runners. So you want to get those two in scoring position. So even your point, you just proved it. You should have bunted.
Nice.
Because you don't know that he's not on his A game. Yeah. And he wasn't even on his A game, and he still dominated their ass.
Okay, 10 years ago, everybody would have said they should have bunted. But even in the booth, I remember Smoltz, one of them
said, oh, I expect him to bunt.
And the other one said, no, he ain't bunting.
I doubt it.
Because that's because the game has changed. Even the announcers who see the most games of anybody and analyze it all and have people talking in their heads still were 50-50 on the bunt, where 20 years ago, everybody would have bunted.
Yankees time done?
Yes, I said they were done from the beginning.
Okay, I mean, the score was 4-1 or 4-2?
4-1.
I mean, it was a blowout. Like, the Astros controlled the entire game. The Yankees were, yes, Didi missed
hit it
one.
To the wall.
Okay, that's in baseball, that's a miss is a miss. It ain't a run.
It's a long out.
It's a long out. But, I mean, that game was a blowout. Blowout. I mean, coach, it's done. That's your home game. The pitcher wasn't the best. Who was that guy?
Severino.
Yeah.
He's coming back from injury, though. I mean,
the Yankees aren't as strong as the Astros.
The Yankees don't have as good a pitching as the Astros. That's the problem. Their bullpen is their strength, but when your starter can't go very long.
That Britton guy, that lefty.
Oh, my God. He threw two in the dirt. The first one got blocked by the umpire.
Coach, he is his filthy. Head. I mean, that guy the is
umpire's
filthy.
Head.
But, yes. Yeah, that's how the run
is. Also, can we get
in.
A concussion protocol for the umpires?
Guys, I went to Outback, got us food, came all the way back, and Altuve was still at bat. What the hell happened?
I saw birds flying over the dude's head. Yeah, he was still calling strikes.
So what did they do? Just play house while they're waiting for the ump to put on gear?
Well, he had to go down to the ump room and get all the gear on and change clothes.
It was a 30-minute delay.
Well, it takes a while.
Good.
Guys. I mean, you got to go all the way down the tunnel, get the gear.
We're not used to a backup plan?
Question. We have the technology.
No, like, stop.
We have,
hey,
like...
they for the first time, they go a robot without the...
We have a car that, like, you just plug it into the wall and it runs for, like, 10 hours. Like, you can't give these guys a mask and a helmet and a chest protector that's not going to give them a concussion? Like, can we put springs in it or something to where the ball hits them, it doesn't knock them out?
Oh, I thought you were going to say just have a computer once he
no,
goes.
No, I'm just saying like they wear all this gear and then what happens is what they expect to happen, which is why they have the gear, and then the guy gets a concussion anyway.
Well, and the ball but would Eddie, hit the ump.
You could say that about football players too. They're trying. They make advances. Like they
coach,
have
coach, it's a baseball that does the same thing. It goes from the pitcher's hand at 100 miles per hour and hits them in the head.
But it hits you right at the right angle. That it just happens like catcher's gears. Catcher's mask, they've changed those. They're more the hockey style because it's less concussions.
Maybe
but
we
guess
put
what?
Springs in them or
but
something.
But guess what? They still get concussions.
Like, you should be able to put your face up to 100-mile-per-hour fastball and get hit and be like, all right, I didn't feel anything. That's cool. Keep going. You know what I mean? Like, we really should have the technology.
No. We're to the point where we don't need umps. Why is
No, stop. Don't do that.
Does an ump have a glove?
You're right.
Guys, 100-mile-an-hour baseball is traveling at the ump every pitch. The only reason he doesn't get hit is because a glove is put in his way. He doesn't even have a glove.
Strike two.
He should never be back there in the first place. This advancement we have the square at the strike zone.
But the square.
That's a
the
start.
The square's
not real.
The square's awesome.
The square's not real because the camera isn't directly.
It is. They say they alter it for if a guy's shorter or taller.
Coach, you know what's in the way between the camera and home plate?
The pitcher.
The pitcher. It's not directly on. It's off a little bit.
So you're telling me all of ESPN and everything, it's off. You know it's off, but ESPN.
No, they put it there for entertainment reasons. You can't regulate a game on that.
That's us one step closer to not having umps.
Because in the minor leagues, they've started using just the robot.
Not the square, though.
Yes.
TV square?
I don't know.
You can't use the TV square is all I'm saying. You can't use the TV square. It's not right. That's the same reason why when they look at the pylon cams or the camera that's on the 50-yard line shooting to see if it's a first down or not, you can't use that angle because the camera may not be right on that line. You can't.
You're a TV guy. I'm standing
down. Can't do it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works in the minor leagues, but I know they have been this season. They started testing the robotic calls for balls and strikes.
Strike two.
But I see what you're saying about the technology in the helmet. But, I mean, the fact that he stayed in that inning, when they went up to him and they started talking to him, they're like, are you okay? You could see he was not right. And he goes, yeah, I'll just get a cup of water in between innings. Like, no. I don't think a cup of water is going to solve that.
He's trying to get that playoff paycheck, dude.
Yeah, man, I'm good, man.
Because it did take a long time.
It did.
But, yes, if you would bunt the baseball Yankees, you might have had a chance. But, no, you want to be stubborn idiots. And now you're down 2-1, and it doesn't look like game four is going to happen today because of weather.
Oh, they're going to play again today?
They know for sure.
No, it says – I just read that it's very highly unlikely.
Yankees, Astros are playing again today, though?
They're supposed to play today and tomorrow.
Back-to-back home games.
Huh.
Yeah, they're supposed to play.
I guess I thought they took days off, I guess.
No.
We got to get the series going,
freaking
man.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, 3 days in a row, but now today will be the off day, so now they will play the rest of the series with no off days.
Oh, okay.
If it gets rained out today. The rest of the, and that hurts the Yankees – because they use bullpen a lot, and those bullpen arms aren't used to all those innings with no days off. That's where the Astros have the advantage.
Astros are even money. I know we're not talking World Series, but to win it all, Astros are even money.
Ooh, if you guys it was 2-1 earlier. I told you.
If you guys are interested.
I wanted to, when it was 2-1, I was in.
I think we've seen enough to know that we're still
maybe. I was still in a long time ago.
Okay, so we'd have made a little bit more money, but guys, I'm all in. It's an Astros world right now. We're just living in it.
I disagree.
You like the Yankees?
I like the Yankees.
What have you seen about? I mean,
what's up with Giancarlo Stanton? He's not even playing.
No, because he's hurt.
Hurt.
How?
Man. What do you mean? What's up with them?
What a great trade by the Marlins.
Because he's injured all the time. Yeah,
he hasn't played in the year. Couple years he's been with the Yankees. He's barely played because he's been hurt the whole damn time. So the Marlins got out from under that contract, and everybody's like, "Oh, they're just."
He'll play next game.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, give him an extra weather game. Great.
Give me Bregman.
He's only played like 10 games all year.
I know.
Hey, give me Bregman and Altuve over
Altuve
over Giancarlo and Judge. I mean, Judge's swing. If he doesn't hit a home run, he strikes out 10 times. I mean, he'll hit that one home run out of 10 at bats, but the other 9 he's striking out.
But
he
that's the new baseball.
I know. When he strike, I mean, he looks.
But
he did
a great job yesterday. Taking it to right field. Right side.
That's awesome. There wasn't a guy there. Good job. You're
smart.
A major league hitter.
He does that.
Finally, someone's doing it. That's the way you do it. And then when you get those two runners on, bunt the damn baseball. But enough about the bunt and the baseball. I know people are like, okay, can we stop with this? And Eddie included. So let's talk about the blockbuster trade yesterday.
Bring it.
So the breaking news out of L.A., the Rams start trading people off. They put Aqib Talib on IR. Then their other defensive back, Marcus Peters, who they got from the Chiefs, I believe, last year. They trade him away to the Ravens, and people are like, what in the world? Are they waving the white flag? Are they giving up? 30 minutes later, Jalen Ramsey,
Brinks truck,
says, I'm out of Jacksonville. I'm headed to L.A., baby. And the Rams paid dearly. First-round pick this year, then the next year their first-round pick, and a fourth-round pick. They give up 2 first-rounders for Jalen Ramsey. Bad news, Falcons fans, and all you people that have Julio Jones in your fantasy team, because guess what? The Rams play the Falcons this weekend. Julio Jones is going to be on lockdown.
So Ramsey's just playing right
away.
Oh,
he's playing right away. They're going to plug him in and say, just go mark Julio.
He knows the playbook?
No.
Coach,
he doesn't need to know
it. What's the playbook? Stay on his ass.
Yes. With Jalen Ramsey, they're going to just tell him, you stay wherever Julio Jones goes.
Hey, watch his eyes and stay on his ass.
Okay.
All right. Then, the other trade that breaks out of the Sore Losers Fantasy, hashtag Sore Losers Fantasy.
This is the breakdown of the century right here.
What happened?
Sizen Raimundo.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
Has completed a trade with Super Saiyan. Sizen gave up Kareem Hunt, Carlos Hyde, and Philip Lindsay.
Okay.
Three running backs.
And in return, Sizen got Dalvin Cook,
okay,
Kerryon Johnson, and O.J. Howard.
Holy crap. How did you con this guy?
Guys.
Did you threaten him?
Here, Eddie, what is your first thought when you hear this trade?
Like, is this guy an idiot? What was he thinking? What the, I mean, this is the train robbery of the Cowboys train robbery all over again.
But what were you gonna say?
No. A lot of people online are like, "Oh, Ray must have said I'm gonna split the money with you," which I asked Ray.
Interesting.
Because Ray is a dirty player. Ray likes to be dirty.
But
we've caught
him in dirty acts.
In a world where everything's found out, I would never do that. All you would have to do is ask the guy.
He's gonna just say no.
Who is he?
Super Saiyan. I don't know.
Yeah, but who really is he?
I don't know, Eddie. I don't know these people.
Well, maybe it's his friend. Anyway, maybe it's South Beach.
And Ray's first response to me after that trade, I was like, dude, you just committed highway robbery. Ray's response was, that's why you should have it where you can vote on trades. And I'm like, were you doing this to prove a point?
No. No, but that's the first thing that came to my head.
Yeah.
Voting's stupid.
Voting's stupid.
If this guy's dumb enough to give you those players for Kareem
Hunt. Here's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
The same guy paid his $100, so if he wants to.
That's on him.
Right.
That's on him.
He's an idiot.
You robbed him at gunpoint.
No, gunpoint.
No, no, you robbed him at finger point, and he gave you all the money.
At computer point. at computer point.
Guys, props to you.
Props to not to me. The trade was in my inbox. It was the biggest Christmas present I've ever...
Oh, wait. You didn't propose
it? I didn't propose it. I changed it up where I got it, one of his tight ends. He wanted another running back.
Hold on. Kareem Hunt...
That was his proposal.
Who did you give? Kareem Hunt...
Carlos Hyde and Phillip Lindsay.
Okay. Carlos Hyde is the Houston running back, right?
Yeah. Kareem Hunt, who can't play till week 10.
And Phillip Lindsay.
But coaches, I mean, it was brought
Dalvin
to me.
Dalvin Cook.
But back to my point about Lunchbox.
Kerryon Johnson.
Hey.
Yeah.
My thing with Lunchbox was the same guy that goes, no, we're never going to vote for trades, is the same guy that goes, hey, you just got the trade of the century. What the, is coming after me after
no,
the trade
he
went down.
He has no say-so. He's not in your division.
Right. I don't know. I'm not. I wasn't coming at you. I was saying you robbed him.
Is robbery.
Here's my one take. When it came in the inbox, I said, this is almost too good to be true. If I take this, everybody's going to think I have a deal with this guy. And it's not going to be
good. I don't think you have a deal.
Okay. Well, of course I don't. Right. My team's actually really good. I would not jeopardize my season.
I honestly don't think you have a deal. You made a deal with this guy.
I don't either.
But you really...
But here's the deal. Go ahead. Let me say my thing. My thing is this. The trade came to me, and I go, damn, this is so good. I almost don't want to take it because everybody's going to come at me and accuse me. Exactly what happened, okay?
No one's accusing you.
But everybody's accusing you. Even down there, they're on Twitter. Oh, Ray took a deal. What is Ray's best friend? But guys, then I sat down and I said to myself, why the hell? We play to win the game. Then give me the trade, baby. I ain't turning down the trade.
Why would you turn down the trade?
That is the best thing ever. Like, you be proud of it. You won the lottery, dude.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Some people don't. I mean, maybe he hasn't.
No. Something's wrong with him.
He did comment on the post. He explained his trade side of it.
What was it?
I don't even know.
He did?
It didn't make sense to
him. He commented on the Twitter post?
He said that he's going to get the last laugh. Because he thinks Kareem Hunt's going to... I mean, last year he was top five fantasy guy.
To be fair, I'm not... But Nick Chubb, he's doing a great job.
Right, but you're going to get 5 weeks of Kareem Hunt, which honestly...
But we don't even know what that's going to be.
But coach, I had him the whole year for that potential. I wanted to see what it was going to be. He was an amazing fantasy player last year.
Okay, let's just break this down real quick. When you enter fantasy at the beginning of the year, it's all about, ooh, I want to see what they're able to do,
okay.
Right?
Here he said, hold Timothy. On. Okay, go ahead.
You want to see what they're able to do, right? Who really always meets those expectations? 10% of the players that you think are going to be awesome?
Right.
So we're banking on this one Kareem Hunt. No,
I wasn't banking.
With the Browns that have they have Nick Chubb already.
Right. Coach,
doing a great
I picked
job.
Him up late. I wasn't banking on anything, but it's a fun little thing. If you're about to start the playoffs and you have Kareem Hunt all of a sudden balling out, catching the ball, running the ball.
He's not going to have the last laugh.
Yeah.
He said, he did respond. Hey, props to him. He wanted the trade. If you don't understand football, you wouldn't understand this. Cook is trending down because wideouts are pressuring Cousins to get them the ball. Hyde is trending up, and Kareem Hunt is coming back. I will have the last laugh. Watch. So he's clear, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And you're right. This is what happens with trades. You have the initial reaction, just like on TV. Oh, my gosh, like Daniel Jones. I can't believe they picked him number 6 overall. Who's having the last laugh? The Giants. Last year in one of my leagues, the dude traded his first-round pick this year and third-round pick this year for Le'Veon Bell and Kareem Hunt. That same week, Kareem Hunt suspended for the rest of the year. and Le'Veon Bell never played. But when it first happened, we're like, oh my God, you just robbed him blind. You robbed him blind. And it turns out he got robbed because he got 0 points from both players. So you don't know, but the initial reaction on ESPN and on the Sore Losers was that dude got robbed. He got robbed.
Highway robbery.
But it's still the reaction.
But
it should be the reaction.
And his explanation is fine.
It makes sense.
It's fine.
It does.
Makes sense.
Because Carlos Hyde has been trending up. They've been running the ball more. They've been using him more. The longer he's been there, he knows the playbook a little bit better.
But he's old. Those legs cramp up when you get old. That's the problem.
I don't think he's old.
Carlos Hyde's pretty old.
How old do you think Carlos Hyde is?
I mean, for a football player, he's in his 30s.
He's 29.
Okay, he's almost 30.
Not that old, but yes. So that was the big trade. Congrats. Hey, both sides are happy. And no, I will never put a vote in because, what I mean?
I've just always had a vote. I don't know the difference between not having a vote and having a vote. I just always thought votes keep it so people don't think there's a conspiracy.
Right, but this guy wanted to trade. Obviously, so then if people voted against it, then why is this guy punished?
It's a great trade.
No, I had the moment. It was fight or flight, and I said, turn it down, and everything just stays the same. Nobody even knows about it, or accept it, and everybody's going to hate my ass and think that there's a conspiracy. I was like, fine, who cares? I don't even care. And the funny thing is, if I win it all, I mean, the blowback is going to be crazy because of this trade. If I don't win it all, I'm a joke because I just got an amazing gift. How can I not win it all with this?
Here's the thing.
I love it because it's polarizing.
Kerryon Johnson could get hurt this week.
And you have no idea. Honestly, the real take is I don't even have room for Kerryon Johnson. I'm trying to deal guys right now because I don't want Kerryon Johnson. So, I mean, really it was a trade. I got Cook.
Have?
I got rid of Phillip. What?
Who do you have?
Well, I'm trying to dump either T.Y. Hilton. I'm trying to dump Kerryon Johnson.
No, running backs. Who do you have?
I'm full now. I got Cook. I got Leonard Fournette.
Fournette's been good.
I just want two guys. I just want two running backs, but I'm full of wide receivers. So I'm trying to dump guys. So I got the one guy, and then I lost, Phillip Lindsay. So, and Hyde. He had a big week, so there you go.
Don't feel like you're getting attacked. I think
I knew I was going to get attacked.
You're not, is what I'm telling you.
Hey, somebody throws you guys a trade, get ready, because I'm coming at you guys just as hard as you guys
Ray,
came at me.
I didn't come Coach, at I you. Just
my,
told
my
you.
Initial reaction was, did Kareem Hunt, his suspension get lessened or something? Like, no. Did I miss the news?
It's 8 weeks. You got two more weeks.
All right.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, Coach, I think you got us all wrong. I'm not attacking you. I mean, I don't think Lunchbox
is
attacking
you. No, I wasn't attacking at all. I was attacking your text about saying that's why they should have a vote. I'm like,
that was just my initial reaction, that the same guy that said we shouldn't have a vote is the same guy that's texting me, wow, you just got a blockbuster highway robbery trade.
That's good. That's a good thing.
That's fine.
That's how the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah, because they traded Herschel Walker for like 16,000 picks. And that's how they got Emmitt, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, all those guys, because they traded them to Minnesota for 16 years worth
of
picks.
They called it the train robbery, dude.
Dude, and maybe
that's what you just did.
Maybe this shakes up the whole league and everybody starts doing train busters.
I really do. I hope that everyone watches this and says, yes, guys, it's fantasy football.
Trade.
Let's start trading.
I always trade in fantasy.
People are turning me down left and right.
Because maybe you don't offer them anything good.
That's fine. Then counter my ass.
Coach, who's that tight end? That's really good for the Browns, I think it is. Or 49ers. Kizzy?
Kittle.
I'm trying to get Kittle. I'm going to throw T.Y. Hilton.
He did Disley and Kittle.
Hey, I'm throwing Kerryon Johnson. I'm throwing T.Y. Hilton. I want Kittle.
Do it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what fantasy's about.
Coach, and if people don't like what I'm offering, then counter.
No. See, then... This is what I hate. When people offer...
But you've got to make equal players.
No.
Because that's what screws it all up.
I understand. When I play fantasy, I don't trade that much because I'm always like, oh, man, I like my team. I'm so weird, and I'm not a risk taker in fantasy for some reason. But I also don't like it. If someone sends me a stupid trade, like, oh, I'll give you... You give me DeAndre Hopkins, and I'll give you... let's see. I'll give you the backup running Gus Edwards for Baltimore. It's like,
well, Coach, that's dumb.
No. That's probably what you do, and then you want to counter. I don't even waste my time. If you want to give me a real offer, then we can start talking. But when you send me the crap at the beginning like that, I don't even entertain it, and I don't even move forward. And everybody's like, well, why didn't you counter? No, because you're just joking. Like you're sending that crap, and then what am I supposed to counter with?
Right.
That's what Eddie, I know what Eddie does.
No, this was my last.
You just traded.
This was my
you?
Last trade. Yeah, another one that got offered, but it's dumb. It was one for one, and it was just.
Yeah, yours was weird.
It's weird. It's just no
big
deal.
What's the one that got offered?
This is the last one I offered that got rejected. Mahomes and Odell Beckham for Le'Veon and Nick Chubb. How is that a bad? Those
who's their quarterback already though?
They have no one.
Who's their quarterback?
Oh, coach, I don't know. I have to look into that.
Well, go look in there.
I mean, that's a quality, awesome trade.
All I'm saying is it's a yes.
I don't think it's that good.
That's fine. Good or not?
I would rather have two running backs because you probably already have a quarterback that scores you 20
and
points.
And Mahomes is already trending down. He's not doing his 50s anymore, and they're not looking.
That's fine. What I'm saying is it's not a ridiculous trade.
No, that's a
don't take it. That's fine. I accept that. But what I'm saying is no one says, okay, that's I'm not feeling that one, but we can do another one. Or let's try to look at this one.
But maybe they don't want Odell or Patrick Mahomes. Maybe they don't like what you have on your team.
Maybe they don't. But this is the 10th I've sent out in 2 weeks.
Here's where Eddie's frustrated because his strategy is not working right now.
No, coach.
What's your strategy?
His strategy is to draft two quarterbacks early. Like he drafted Patrick Mahomes and probably Aaron Rodgers, I think.
Yes.
And then he tries to deal one of those quarterbacks.
That's a horrible...
But
I'm not the smartest fantasy player, but that just doesn't sound smart.
Why not?
How's the guy doing that drafted all quarterbacks accidentally?
He's doing all right. He's doing better than my brother. Hey,
that's the same technique.
My brother got his first win.
He did? I thought he was...
Yeah, batter's box. Got his first
win. It's batter's box.
And my dad is so hyped.
He got his first win.
So hyped because he is 3-3, and he is just loving it.
That's actually.
He calls me, and he gives me updates, and like he's trying... Like learning the ad drop and the waiver wire, it's taken him a few weeks. He's like, I don't understand. Like, I tried to add this person, but they're not on my team. I was like, you got to wait for the waiver wire. Da, 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 da. But yes, that's why Eddie's upset because he has a certain strategy that he follows.
That's a very weird
strategy. I'm just saying, let's start trading. I don't care who you want.
I know, but
let's just start trading. But that's why when I suck.
Can you admit that you're a little bit mad your strategy's not working?
No, coach, because my quarterbacks are fine. Like
No. But your strategy is you always draft two quarterbacks and try to dump one.
But nobody's wanting to dump.
Right.
That's okay. Fine. That's fine.
Will you admit that you're a little frustrated it's not working? Because you do it in every
I'm
league.
I'm frustrated that nobody sees the value of Patrick Mahomes. Like that's
coach, if you were in my division, I'd trade you.
That's the frustrating part is like you
because Matt Ryan's up here, I'm ready to dump him because he's got some crappy games coming up.
And this guy has three quarterbacks.
Who
right
are his
now.
Quarterbacks?
He has Josh Allen,
okay.
Kyle Allen,
okay.
And Jacoby Brissett.
All decent quarterbacks.
They're decent, but do you want one that has put up 168 points?
No, because yes. He's trending down.
That's fine, but in your opinion, trending down just means that it seems like he's going down. Doesn't mean he's going to go down. If we knew the future of all these players, we'd all be winning.
Then why wouldn't you want to keep him if he's going to be so awesome?
Because I have a backup.
See, that's what I'm saying. He's mad his strategy's not working.
I have a good backup quarterback.
That's the root of it all.
That was the whole point.
That's the root of it all is that he is upset that his strategy's not working yet. That's it.
Damn it.
That's an interesting strategy. I had no idea that's what you were going with.
That's how I win.
How many times you won?
Once.
He won the work league last year. That's good.
That's how I want it.
Yes.
Doing that?
Trading, coach. He
had two quarterbacks and he traded.
I've never, ever come close to winning without trades. Ever. You can't. It's not possible to draft a winning team.
You don't have to draft. The waiver wire is where you can make your hay.
Sometimes.
Because I don't.
Waiver wire.
I'll tell you what. In my division, there's guys chilling on the waiver wire.
Yeah, coach. But see, the players that you want are consistent players. You want the Ezekiel Elliott who consistently is going to put up 10 or more. Consistently.
God, finally, this last year, this last week, he had a good game. I was about ready
to Ezekiel?
Yes, because I have him in hashtag sore loser fantasy. He was so frustrated.
Even if he has a bad game, you still get 10 points from the dude.
He was not. But when Zeke is the number 3 pick in the draft, I need 15. I don't need him to be averaging 10. I need 15 from him.
Look, who you don't want is Derrick Henry, where it's like, ooh, 30, and it's like 11, ooh, and then it's like 15, and then, oh, 3, and then another. You don't want those dudes.
Right.
That's
going to cost you the playoffs because that's the one you're going to lose when they're down.
Correct.
That's why it's so fun. We all have our strategies. Ray's a wheeler and dealer. Eddie's a draft two quarterbacks and get pissed at everybody in his league when they won't trade for one of them.
No one's trading, man. Let's go.
He's so
my
mad.
My division's trading like crazy,
great.
Dude.
That's what they need to be doing.
I mean, because they send
everyone loves to just sit at home, just be like, come on, please. I know you haven't worked for me in two weeks. You haven't had a good 2 weeks. Come on, please be the week that you come out and score 10 touchdowns. Come on.
But see,
you're
the opposite. I say a guy in your team that's doing awesome, sell his ass. When Juju was doing good,
that's what I'm
I
saying.
Sold his ass. I sold him at the top.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm like, take him.
Yeah, let me tell you, I should have sold some of mine.
I sold Juju, and I couldn't be happier because he doesn't do crap with Mason Rudolph.
I have no time.
Or whoever they play now.
I have no time for players that have had bad two back-to-back weeks.
About T.Y.
No
Hilton.
Time.
Like Patrick Mahomes.
No, Coach, he's fine.
He's had two bad weeks in a row, man.
Dude, I'm loving
that ankle hurts.
Matt Ryan.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's been back to the norm. He's been back to the normal quarterback.
He's getting, as we speak right now, he's getting that chirotherapy.
Oh, chirogen. Yeah. No, whatever Antonio Brown did.
Antonio Brown did.
And man, who are you going to play this week? Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers?
Mahomes.
Ooh.
Mahomes is my starting quarterback.
So every week he has to decide that?
Yeah.
Coach,
I haven't played Aaron Rodgers once.
I got
once.
One quarterback on my team. That horse has been going all year.
Haven't played Aaron Rodgers
I'm just letting
once.
You know.
That's terrible.
You better. Why? You have to be nervous about Patrick Mahomes on a short week going
to
Denver.
No. I love it.
I don't.
In Denver, they have.
No, I would put Patrick Mahomes over. No, not Patrick Mahomes. I'd do Aaron Rodgers this week.
Hey,
over.
Can they smoke a little
no.
for pain?
No.
Even if the doctor says
no.
Right. Okay.
It's illegal in the NFL.
Just checking.
Let's move on. We got just a couple more. I know. Listen, Gronk on a radio station yesterday, a caller called in and said, I'm not going to be satisfied unless I get a
satisfied?
Yes or no answer from you. And I'm not going to hang up until I know, are you coming back or are you not coming back?
Oh, so he was a host on the show.
Well, he was just there being interviewed, and I guess they took calls or whatever.
That's a legit question.
And he said, no, I retired for a reason. But every time I haven't said no, because when I first said no, everybody thought I was just joking. But no, I'm not coming back. I quit. I walked away for reasons. Like, I had my thoughts and my reasons, and I still have those. And so, no, I am not coming back.
There you go.
So all right. Gronk is not coming back.
Thank
ruled
you.
Out.
Now. The memoir that was announced.
Oh my gosh!
Is there any athletes that you would want to read a memoir about? Like who would you like to hear about their story? Like I'll just off the top of your head, athletes.
Jordan.
Okay.
Definitely Jordan. LeBron's would be boring. Not even Kobe. Maybe Cristiano Ronaldo.
Aaron Hernandez would have been a good one.
Okay.
Oh God.
Coach.
I mean, seriously, okay. How good would that have been?
Okay.
Okay, that's interesting.
No judgment.
Okay.
If he's still alive.
Manziel.
That's what I'm just leaning towards.
Oh, Manziel. Okay.
At the height of it. Not now.
And what would he say?
Coach, he like got in trouble for
everything.
Domestic violence. He was doing drugs. His dad said he was a drug addict.
Right.
That would be interesting. He's
I
talking
guess
about
you're
doing,
right. Yeah. Okay.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. I don't criminals. I don't know.
There's no other athlete. No other athlete. If they told all. That you would be like, oh my God, I'm all in on that book.
Ooh, Tom Brady.
That'd be real interesting.
I want him to come clean about the sponge and
the Deflategate.
All of it. I want him to tell us how he did the whole headset interference and how they were listening to the play. All of it. But only if he's truthful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
you have to be truthful and you gotta tell us all of it. Tom Brady.
Okay.
The biggest cheater out there.
Anyone else?
Obama.
OJ?
Yes, Coach. OJ.
Oh, my God.
He already did the book, If I Did It.
Did he really?
He wrote a book or something.
If I Did It?
Yeah.
And what did he say in it?
Talking about if he did it.
But he didn't say he did do it?
I think he admitted to it.
No, he did not. We would. That's not true.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Coach, pay it off.
Tiger Woods has announced a memoir.
How many chapters? 12 chicks he banged?
12.
It was a lot more than 12.
How about like 150?
He said, I've been in the spotlight for a long time, and because of that, there have been books and articles and TV shows about me, most filled with errors, speculative and wrong. This book is my definitive story. It's in my words and expresses my thoughts. It describes how I feel about what's happened in my life.
Again.
Yeah, I wanted that now, one of the chapters better be the driver.
That's
and the
what
Escalade.
I'm saying. I need to know.
He's got to be authentic.
He has to be
real.
Authentic. He has to be I mean, if he talks about the time when he was just slinging chicks
he's
all
not.
Over the place.
He's not.
When
he
was,
could.
He's not.
When he was
could.
Addicted
he
to painkillers.
He golf courses. He's a very, very powerful man. He's not going to throw it all out there
no
reason.
But here's the plus side of it.
That is the only way I'm interested. If it's going to be this PC crap about.
It is. It's going to be propaganda.
Well, I worry about that. But there are some memoirs. If you read them, they tell you everything.
All but right. Guys, you know what? when somebody makes a mistake like that and they get busted, and sometimes people change, and sometimes they see that they do have a avenue in their life to do better or share a story like this. And if you're 100% honest and you do reveal, not because you're just like, yeah, you want to hear my crazy, dirty stories, but really other people that are having these kind of issues that their wives don't know about or their husbands don't know about it, they read it and they're just like, you know what? Like, okay. It's kind of helped me get through it a little bit.
Yes.
There could be.
Yeah, Tiger really wants other people to relate with
him. If he could help people by writing something like this.
You
want to
know what chapter I'm reading? The only chapter I'm reading is chapter 13, Perkins. Perkins Waitress. That's the chapter I want to read.
I'm not talking about people like you, I guess.
See, I want to read 100% if he talks about that stage and he talks about his addiction to pain pills and all that, the spiral downhill when he was found passed out on the side of the road in his car.
He won't. He won't.
I worry that he won't because he's still got so many sponsorships and he's still a face of golf. I understand that, but sponsorships, companies may not be okay with him saying all that because like the stuff I read is like Nikki Six, things like people like that.
That's interesting
stuff. Wow. Yeah.
How are you still alive?
Yes, how are you still alive? But they don't have anything to lose because they don't have a bunch of sponsorships. They're not the face of companies. So that's the only thing I worry is Tiger's going to hold back a little bit.
And he's not going to be able to talk about Elin. You know they've signed some kind of thing where he can't just talk about her. Be like, listen, guys.
What's he going to talk about her?
He's like going to say, guys, I didn't cheat. She was a bad...
No, he still cheated.
No. But he's going to be like, our relationship was so bad because she did beep, beep. Because when we were like, he's a bad guy, he cheated.
He's definitely not going to say that.
Of course not, because he signed stuff with Elin to have the kids and this and that. He can't.
But I don't think there's anything that I really care about the Elin. I want to hear about what the cheating and how he was doing it. And
I want to know about Elin and the golf club in the back of the Escalade.
Like what did she use? 7-iron? 4-iron?
What did she see when she started doing that?
Was she using the pitching wedge?
Did she keep hitting? She just saw red.
Did she keep hitting you?
I don't know.
Did she help you out of the vehicle to make sure you were okay?
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited?
0%.
Zero.
Wow.
I wouldn't read it.
If there's something interesting, it'll come out in Daily Mail and we'll see it and move on with our lives.
But that's what I'm saying. It would be interesting to read if it's really...
But that's my point, too. It's like, are we shocked at anything that comes out in the book? Like, really?
No,
even the companies, if he comes out and says, yeah, I had 10 chicks at one time,
Coach, if he went to
the
detail,
company's going to be like, oh, we didn't know that. Dude, everyone knows that
Coach,
already.
Coach, imagine the details he'd go into. Okay, so I would go to a club in New York. My buddy would go first. He would scope out the chicks. I mean, that'd be
right,
amazing.
That's what I'm
to
saying.
Read.
Like, I want to know how it went down. Did he see him at the golf tournament and he would have someone go and say, hey, Tiger, wants you to come back to the hotel?
Boom, they're back in the 20th
floor. I want to know.
And if he did say that, what does that change?
It'd be fascinating to read.
We're talking about the sponsors that he may lose or why he may not reveal everything. What is that going to change?
If they're talking about, oh, we were doing cocaine all night.
Exactly.
Things like that.
Did you not expect that?
No, I don't. And companies are not going to be like, oh, you know what I mean? Tiger's talking about doing cocaine. Let's have him be in the, Rolex. Buy one
and
with Tiger.
And I heard Shot Tyler was into going into doing and gross stuff, real gross. He's going to talk about that, then people are going to be like, okay, wow, this dude is a sick dog.
No, everyone already thinks he's sick dog.
But I'm just saying, he can't go into details about all this stuff.
It would be interesting if he did.
The drug use, too, he can't at all. Guys, I'd never slept at night. That's how I ended up the next day and won the tournament. I didn't even sleep the night before. I was banging chicks all night. I mean, he can't say that.
Drugs, though, right?
They can get away with a lot, Coach. He was hardcore into those things.
I mean, he was on pain pills. I mean,
not
I don't
he was
know.
Playing.
But no, the ones you take while you try to stay awake, like Valium and stuff, you can do all that. Golf isn't as strict as baseball.
It's not? That's
no.
my question.
I mean, I don't know. Dustin Johnson got suspended for it.
Right. So how
cocaine.
Is it not?
Cocaine. I'm sure Dustin did cocaine once. He probably did 100 times and got busted once.
Right, and he still has...
Tiger's got the smartest people, though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see the difference.
The Dustin Johnson's not as big a news story as Tiger. Like, Dustin Johnson's, it came and went, it blew over because he was just Dustin Johnson. Tiger, that story will live forever. If he comes out and talks about explicit drug use.
The story lives forever that he cheated on his wife with 200 women and that he had pill problems.
And how long did it take? Sponsors, immediately afterwards, what'd they do?
Yeah, they were like, no, we're out, back up.
Drop.
Right.
5, 6, 7 years later, they came back.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
What's the difference?
So now again, they would drop him, And then 5, 6, 7 years.
People need to be okay with everyone's story.
But it's different.
Your story.
Guys, he's going to give us the glossy version of his story. Will he give some details that are interesting? Yes.
There's
but
beauty.
He's not going into detail about banging the chicks. He's not going into detail about staying up all night doing Valium or whatever.
What's the point of going into detail and stuff like that?
Like I said, I want to hear about that. If it's a memoir,
I want to hear it all, mother.
That's the whole point of a memoir.
You are stupid.
All right. One last thing before we go. A University of Alabama freshman is accused of calling in a bomb threat to Tiger Stadium during the LSU-Florida game.
Cool.
What an idiot.
They didn't do anything. They finished the game.
It's kind of weird that they didn't stop the game at all.
You want to know why he called in the bomb threat?
Because they were losing.
He was on the verge of losing his bet.
Dang. How much was the bet?
Probably $100, some frat daddy.
It's like me and Bavada, it's $2.
Hey, as we go, somebody told me on Bovada, the 777 slot, he said he's been cleaning up hundreds a week.
I'm not doing an internet slot machine.
But how crazy that this dude, 19 years old, because he was scared of losing a little bet.
He might have put $1,000 down.
Called a bomb threat.
Did you all ever have bomb threats at your schools?
No.
Gosh, we had them all the time.
No.
People would call them in and we'd have to go outside and line up and... I mean, I'm talking like at least twice a month.
Wow. No, we never had that. We had a tornado over my school when I was in second grade. Never came down, but we were under the desk.
Did you survive?
No, I didn't.
All right, let's go. Hey, congratulations, man. Under an hour today. Good job.
What?
No, I said good job.
No, you get so frustrated, and I try, but we get it. Today we just got into it.
No, it was great. Good conversation. You done?
Yeah. Gosh, you're so good.